Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 3, 2026. Microsoft just launched a $2.5 billion business selling model flexibility. And the punchline is that it's the same company that bet everything on OpenAI lock-in.
That one's hard to ignore. The company with the deepest single-vendor AI partnership in the industry is now packaging model agnosticism as the product. We'll get there. But there's a lot to cover first.
Starting with developer tools, and there's a lot moving here. First up, a GitHub project called Codebase Memory MCP from Deus Data. It's an MCP server that indexes entire codebases into a persistent knowledge graph, supports 158 languages, claims sub-millisecond queries, and ships as a single static binary with zero dependencies. It pulled nearly 10,000 stars this week.
The headline claim is 99% token savings over alternatives. If that holds up in real usage, that's a meaningful cost reduction for teams running AI agents over large repos.
Also in the MCP and agent observability space, LangChain's LangSmith now ingests traces from Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, Copilot, and more into one unified format with consistent metadata and query syntax.
So instead of piecing together why your coding agent bill doubled across three different tools, you have one place to look. That's a real pain point for production teams.
There's also a good piece on the new stack about why traditional CI/CD pipelines fail for LLMs. The framing is a real incident. A Friday deploy quietly started recommending stale pricing data while every dashboard stayed green.
Silent regressions are the scarier failure mode. The article's proposed replacement involves baseline evals, drift detection, shadow validation, and cost and latency guardrails as actual release gates.
Sticking with Claude Code, Anthropic just shipped artifacts for Pro and Max plan users. You can now write code, publish it live to Claude, AI, and update it in real time all within the same session. The artifacts are private to your account.
Collapsing the gap between generation and a live preview is a real workflow change for rapid prototyping. No more copying code out and standing up a separate environment just to see if it works.
Simon Willison also released something worth flagging, LLM Coding Agent 0.1a0, a lightweight Python library that replicates the core Claude code loop. Read files, edit files, run commands. Built as a Fable 5 experiment using red-green TDD, installable in one UFX command. And yes, it ships with a YOLO mode.
A minimal, auditable reference implementation of a coding agent is genuinely useful. It's the kind of thing that helps the ecosystem understand what's actually happening under the hood rather than just treating it as a black box.
Google also open-sourced something called Design, MD, a structured standard for agent-friendly design briefs. The idea is to give Claude Code enough brand context to produce websites that don't look like generic AI output. It integrates via Google's Stitch Skills plugin, and you can even extract a design, MD, from an existing site.
The comparison to package, JSON, is apt. If this catches on as a standard, it becomes table stakes for any AI web development workflow, not just a Google-specific tool.
Last developer tool story, a GitHub framework called Agency Agents from MCDR's Yuski packages a full roster of specialized AI agents, front-end engineers, community managers, something called a whimsy injector, reality checkers. Nearly 9,500 stars this week.
The appeal is obvious. Opinionated, role-based templates lower the bar for teams that want structured multi-agent workflows without having to architect the whole thing from scratch.
Shifting over to infrastructure, Meta is building a cloud service to monetize spare data center capacity. Options include raw compute rental and access to Meta-hosted models, including the newly launched Muse Spark. The news sent Meta's stock up 9.3%.
Zuckerberg apparently said outside companies ask weekly to buy Meta compute, so this isn't a speculative pivot. It's responding to demand that was already there, similar to what SpaceX did with the XAI Colossus infrastructure.
Also on infrastructure, there's a free tool called OmniRoute that routes Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, and Copilot through a single endpoint connecting to over 231 AI providers, including 50-plus free tiers. It claims built-in token compression with 15 to 95% savings and advertises roughly 1.6 billion documented free tokens per month.
For indie developers or cost-conscious teams, a reliable free routing layer with compression could substantially extend what's buildable without a meaningful API budget. That's not a small thing.
Moving into research, the Center for AI Safety's Remote Labor Index benchmarks AI agents on real freelance tasks graded by actual human professionals. The latest numbers show Anthropic's Fable 5 hitting a record 16.1% professional quality match rate, roughly 6 times the frontier rate from a year ago. GPT and Opus 4.8 trail at 6.3 and 8.3% respectively.
6 times in a year is a real trajectory signal, even if 1 in 6 success still means most of the work stays human-dependent. Augmentation over replacement is still the honest read here.
Simon Willison has a second piece worth covering. He used Claude Code to run DSpy evaluations on dataset agent SQL system prompts, with Fable 5 doing the analysis using GPT 4.1 Mini and Nano as test models. The key finding, listing column names alongside table names in schema context, significantly reduces error retry loops.
That's immediately actionable for anyone building SQL agents. The model stops guessing column names and the retry loops shrink. Automated prompt optimization via DSpy is clearly maturing into a real engineering tool.
There's also a piece on a startup called Subquadratic that built a sparse attention model handling a 12 million token context window, claiming it runs significantly faster than current LLMs. They just published their first model card and third-party benchmarks for SubQ 1.1. But the model still isn't widely available and skepticism remains.
The architecture is interesting, breaking the quadratic compute wall that limits long context reasoning would be genuinely significant, but the lack of broad availability means it hasn't been stress tested yet.
And Latent Space has dispatches from the AI Engineer World's Fair covering the live debate over agent loop architectures. How AI systems should be structured, how much autonomy they should have, and what AI engineering even means as a discipline in 2026.
The architectural decisions argued about at conferences tend to become the frameworks and defaults the industry ships 12 to 18 months later. So what's contested now is worth watching closely.
Jumping over to applications, there's a good explainer on how OpenAI Codex actually works. It spins up an isolated cloud sandbox with your repo, runs the Codex 1 model, which is O3 tuned for coding in a test fix loop until all tests pass, then returns a pull request with the full command log. No internet access, no live monitoring required. First attempt success rate is 72.1% on real GitHub issues.
The key detail is that output quality is directly gated by the quality of your tests and task descriptions. So teams hoping to just plug it in without good test coverage are going to be disappointed.
There's also an open source library called Video Use from Browser Use that lets you direct video editing entirely through conversation with Claude Code, drop raw clips in a folder, describe what you want, get a finished video back. No timeline UI, no presets.
A natural language interface that replaces the timeline entirely is a genuinely new paradigm. And open source means developers can start hacking on it immediately rather than waiting for a commercial product to mature.
Latent Space also has an interview with Versal's Andrew on why agents represent a fundamentally different software architecture rather than an incremental improvement. How they differ from traditional request response systems, and what that means for how developers should build.
Versal sits right at the intersection of developer tooling and AI deployment. So when they start articulating a new architectural category, it's an early signal of where mainstream developer platforms are heading.
Now, the Microsoft story we teased at the top, Microsoft Frontier Company, a $2.5 billion enterprise AI adoption business built around multi-model routing, helping companies select and swap AI models based on task fit rather than committing to a single provider.
The irony the piece makes explicit is that Microsoft's deepest partnership is with OpenAI. So selling model agnosticism as the product is a signal that enterprise buyers have pushed back hard enough to actually shift the strategy.
And finally, Godot Engine is rewriting its contribution policy to bar most AI-generated code. Two reasons. The volume problem, where maintainers can't keep up with AI-authored PR backlogs, and something harder to quantify. Reviewing human-written code trains future maintainers. Reviewing machine-written code does not. They called AI contributions demoralizing for the review process.
That second argument is the one that sticks. Godot is making a case about whether open-source communities can reproduce themselves when humans stop writing the code, and that's a question the whole ecosystem is going to have to answer eventually.
That's everything for today. We'll be back Monday. Have a good 4th of July weekend.